Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, happy new year. Happy leap year this year. The Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, supportive socks. LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We have a great show today with Baba. He is the baby boomer thought leader with today's senior magazine. He will be returning. We won't have Tony King last minute, not able to make it. So we're going to get in detail and talk youth sports and the book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Then the Sports Doctor's In segment. We'll have some Bob Guide of Wisdom. We'll have some emails. Hey, Rick Baba, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, Dr. Bob, such a pleasure to join you, and like to give a nice Happy New Year to you and your audience as well. Just a pleasure to be with you once
again.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Rick, give us some background on yourself and the whole baby boomer world that you're so involved with.
Oh, thanks for asking, Dr. Bob. I've been considered a baby boomer thought leader since 2009. It's been a wonderful journey. Of course, as you know, I'm the author of the acclaimed book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation. Our work with today's Senior Magazine, we're the leading publication for baby boomers and seniors. I have a new project as well. I'm a member of the advisory board for the Golden Life community. That's going to really be a great breakthrough for the mature women of America, both from a networking standpoint and a campus-style living village for, the mature women of America, sort of a little off-take on the old Golden Girls show, but a great avenue for that project as well.
You know, the whole area of aging gracefully, staying healthy longer, trying to be as active as possible, both mentally and physically, has been a topic that I featured, I don't know, four decades, give or take a few weeks. On the other side, we might be talking about the best youngsters in various sports and whatever, but the senior population and all the areas, the brain health and mental training aspect of areas, some of whom were involved in your different organizations that we've had on as guests, and again, all the physical side, the tremendous importance of fall prevention and the tremendous importance of all the aspects of these communities that have really become, senior areas, and the more good education, the better.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to mention to you, I saw your congratulatory note to Jim Harbaugh. What a wonderful
yes.
family that is. Talking about mental preparation and positive aspects, I just think the world of Jim Harbaugh's father.
Jim, who was one of the Bears quarterbacks that I had the excitement and pleasure to put orthotics in his cleats.
Right.
Became a champion both at the professional level as well as at the college level, and one of the funny things. Just as the game, the championship game, all that excitement. When we knew that Jim didn't like getting a Gatorade bath, and they made a big deal out of that, and he ducked it. He ducked it. He danced out of the way, and I said, "I wonder if it's the orthotics." But
Well, you know, it's really something. You know, I've been reading about Jack Harbaugh's father and the mental preparation and positive reinforcement he gave to Jim and, of course, his brother John, the great coach of the Ravens.
The challenge of having two champions as children. I've watched it in the world of figure skating. Look at Mannings. So these are one out of millions where we see these kinds of examples, the kind of challenges that the parents might have when your son or daughter is that talented. We need to be again. You know, three themes on the sports doctor, as you know, Rick, that we paid so much attention to in your world. And the three themes are number one, awareness,
right,
of all the challenges and all the areas, all the good news, et cetera, et cetera. Education, which is what we're always excited to be adding to the mix, and then positive changes, where we see these different. Areas, you know, where we have Medicare experts on and we have brain individuals and psychologists and neurosurgeons and others. One of the biggest areas is the importance of rest and recovery when we're talking about the boomers.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, you know, we spoke of this a little bit last time and your audience might recall. You know, the baby boomers are continuing to be active. They want to continue to rock the world, not rock in a rocking chair. They're not their parents' Oldsmobile at this point, Dr. Bob. And I just think a lot of them are doing some great things. One in particular is the encore career, you know, people who were very successful and who now just don't feel like they just want to.
That's a great term
for the rest.
You know, that's I like that term, the encore career. What's the best website people can go and find out about your book, the magazine? What's the best site, maybe, Rick, that people can get more information?
Well, how gracious of you to offer that. I think if the audience just searches for Today's Senior Magazine, they'll get all the information they need. We're proud to be the leading publication for baby boomers and seniors of the country.
Yes, you know, and again, you know, I call it the new medicine, quote unquote, we talk about. And the new medicine, everybody, is number one, eat smarter. And I use the term smarter so we don't get hung up on one diet or another. The word diet has always been poison. Every sports nutritionist we talk to, they talk about fueling our bodies. So the new medicine includes, number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Whatever activity you enjoy, whatever it happens to be, keep moving, participate. And number three is pay attention to reducing stress. This big area that we all are so, so aware of. And the tell us more about the magazine, Rick.
Well, you know what, Dr. Bob, the magazine is now celebrating its 20th year.
Wow.
It's national.
Raise the glass.
Yes, I love that phrase that you use, and it's a wonderful way to present something positive. Thank you for that. It's we try to stress bringing really good content to our readers. We provide terrific resources for our readers. We are very fortunate to have quite a large rostrum of advertisers. The advertising community has been
too
really
many names.
Great
to, yeah, too many names to we'd miss some of these great individuals, organizations, podcasts, freelancers.
Yeah.
That you deal with, and people could find out when they go to the site, they can see very much people are excited about you know being active, and we want to be active safely. We want to stay out of trouble. We want to be proactive in the areas of prevention of problems. And of course, we've seen, and I have featured it for years, the whole mind-body connection, you know, yoga, meditation, acupuncture, holistic approaches in the world of baby boomers is something you guys have been paying a lot of attention to, haven't you?
Yes, we really have. And I think you summed it up just great. We like it when baby boomers are active, as you say. Find a lot of baby boomers are wanting to, you know, do things like hiking and just a 30-minute walk every 3 or 4 days is great medicine too, and continuing to keep your mind active and alert. I think coming back to what we were talking about with the encore career, I think that's why baby boomers are maybe either continuing to work or do philanthropy or be involved in activities, because that's a great...
they have a lot of wisdom, yes. Yeah, we have a lot of wisdom. I'm in for the book. There's a lot of wisdom that can be contributed to every aspect of our society. And with a lot of enthusiasm in that regard, because, sometimes we'll see... Again, you know, mental health is the biggest topic in the world.
Yeah,
and the pandemic
something you do that I want to compliment, and I think other baby boomers can learn from, is their baby boomers have taken up mentoring the younger generation too, and taking that
wisdom
and experience and passing it along. Not from this is how you're supposed to do it, but just a helping hand, a counsel, somebody to talk to. It makes a difference when you're providing leadership in that fashion.
Yes, let alone rooting for your kids and grandkids. It was one thing my co-author Sharpie Zartman and I, the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We said the next one's got to include hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents.
Yeah. Of course, that's our mutual friend Sharky Zartman, and she's just a wonderful voice for the baby boomer generation.
Oh, yeah, she has a great radio show, Pep Talk. Yeah, she also
no question,
touches on
no question
so many
about
the,
it.
Yes,
but you know, one thing that you're touching on is I on a monthly basis will publish the topics top of mind for the baby boomer generation. And that whole grandparenting role is now something very, very crucial to baby boomers. My grandfather used to come to my games. I still remember that. As I told you in past conversations, I'm from the Chicago area, so being able to talk to your Chicago audience as well as your vast national audience is quite a warming thing.
Grandparenting is a big deal. A lot of us grew up, we considered that we were part of the sandwich generation. We had children to worry about, and then we had parents and seniors to worry about. And everything, we've had the huge area of caretakers, the huge area, again, of, you know, mentally trying to stay out of dementia problems. And there are a lot of positive things being done today proactively that pay big attention to these things. And again, you and the magazine are in the middle of a lot of that, aren't you?
Yeah, we really are. You know, we're touching upon the issues most germane to the baby boomer generation. We're looking at things for our our seniors we really just feel that if we could contribute with topics, information, resources, and there's quite a bit of sharing that goes on. You wouldn't believe the amount of input I get from our fellow baby boomers across the country, because they know that by sharing their particular story, it can help the greater baby boomer audience.
Absolutely. Here's my pearl for all of those boomers out there. Rick, which is, hey, are you in the best shoe? Feel free for whatever your activity is, you or your grandkids, you know, you want to be in a walking program, or You want to be in a, you can't be in a running shoe for pickleball. You have to be in shoe that's designed for side to side. So that's my pearl for all you guys and the Today Senior Magazine group.
Well, you know, Dr. Bob, another thing that I admire about you is your enthusiasm and your wanting to contribute to society. It's not only your academic wisdom that impresses your audience, it's the way you communicate with them. And I think that's why your show is so successful and why it's such an honor for me to be on with you today.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that that compliment. You know, we have an array of the umbrella of topics of the guests are endless. Rick, again, besides, thank you so much. You're a big part of our roster. Give us quickly the people could find out more information about everything in the organization.
Yes, I think just the easiest way, you don't want to get too detailed, go to your search engine, if it's Google or Bing or whoever, we're number one on all of them. Just type in Today Senior Magazine and it'll take you from there.
Yeah, you got to love that puppy on the front cover. Rick, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
Hold on, man.
This is the beginning. It's amazing how people relate to that.
Yes, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Hey, everybody, we are back. Unfortunately, our second guest, Tony King, not able to make it. And so I'm following that great commercial for the book. I'm going to talk more in detail about the absolutely challenging world of youth sports, explosion of what a big deal this has become. And I can't believe it's over 4 years ago that my co-author, former volleyball champion, coach and player, national team player, Sharkey Zartman, and I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents. That time again, I call it today an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. More important now than ever, with a lot of the different pressures that we see. And I got to mention, it's funny, you know, we're talking about the book, I got to mention the great cartoons, Damien Fulton, the president of Dreamhouse Productions,
The book is filled with witty, really cool stick figure cartoon stuff. And the like the first one where the mom and her son are entering the wild, wacky, challenging up and down world of youth sports. And I remember talking to Sharkey about topic and some of the different things we really wanted to pay attention to regarding both the physical and mental challenges of youth sports. What's interesting is a frequent guest of ours, people are familiar with, Joel Franco. Joel is the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and he has been working on soon to be released documentary. And I had a formative part of this, over this past 3, 4, 5 years of this whole world of challenge of where our children play, the challenge of youth sports is the title of the documentary. And Joel, who's a sports parent himself, really got involved being so concerned about some of the different, just over everything that's done in the world of youth sports. A lot of it was negative. It was one of his major emphases. And he got through that process very, very involved about what positively could be done about it. It's interesting how that coexists, co-involves so many of the different areas that Sharky and I wanted to emphasize in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And when she really got into deeply the first section, Sports Parenting 101, which include like 8 different chapters on the necessary survival skills of parenting a young athlete. And these topics, which include the benefits of youth sports, the pitfalls, the risks, how to find the best program for your child, the parental rules and responsibilities, parental coaching, nutrition, how to help your child through college recruiting, the whole stress management stuff, and the mental game side of it, how the importance of mental training has continued to explode into the awareness of all areas of youth sports. It's interesting. And we feature a picture of the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion Evan Lysacek. His mom, Tanya, have a right at the beginning of the book is their picture with his gold medal. You know, Evan, as a lot of you listeners know, was like 10 when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. You know, a lot of these kids are doing double jumps already, and the whole challenges of the sports parenting side and the challenges of that young boy or girl themselves and how this has become such a big deal. I remember Evan and his mom talking years ago then about visualization and talking with sports psychology and paying attention to that side of things. You know, their great first coach, Candy Brown Burek, who we featured on the show numerous times and who had all sorts of input into the book, and who was way ahead of her time at that point in time, the late 70s, early 80s, and the attention she paid to the whole mental side and the attention she paid physically, that these young kids were serious athletes in many instances. And we did have, everybody listening, an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. And we paid huge attention to this in the book. At the same time, this topic being explored dramatically in all sorts of different areas of the sports world and at all levels, in the world of coaching, in the world of, again, sports parenting, and these different kinds of challenges. And what we wanted to do in the book in the four different sections. Again, in the second section, the sports doctor's in, we want to include all sorts of insight and advice from the doctor's perspective, from the sports doctor, from Dr. Bob Wild's perspective, and my history in the world of sports podiatry and the top-level athletes and their parents and coaches that I've been involved with over like four decades. Again, preventing problems, enhancing performance in those young boys or girls who are talented enough, understanding that there are prodigy sports. Figure skating is a great example. Ballet, gymnastics, where you have kids at very early ages insisting on specializing. They don't want to play other sports, even though, again, every sports doctor, every sports therapist, every sports coach, for the most part, understands the importance of playing different sports as you're growing. Experiencing different sports, using different parts of the body, having different challenges with different teams, your teammates. But the prodigy sports, again, where we include the importance of understanding that this is an area we have to continue to pay attention to. Youth sports and drugs is a chapter that I pay big attention to. I'm not talking performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking over-the-counter painkillers, energy drinks, other kinds of things that have really exploded in the area of youth sports. I used to speak to some of our top young volleyball team players. At that time, they were ages 13 to 17. I said, how many of you need the Advils and the other, the Tylenols in order to continue to play and have the joint raise their hand? Sometimes thinking that these over-the-counter pain medicines are almost not drugs. So we talk a lot about educating parents and coaches about overkill. There's so much overkill, over scheduling, over intensity, over pressure in youth sports. Let's for a second picture the overzealous parent on the sidelines that all of us are familiar with. Third section of the book where we get some input from different experts, Ian Goldberg is one of them, founded iSports 360, great organization, paying attention to all of these areas, the pressure on parents and that pressure on kids, all of these areas. And the overzealous parent, you know, the late great sports psychologist, Jim Vickery, I've talked about him often on The Sports Doctor. He, matter of fact, shared the show with me probably 3-4 years in the 90s. And I would get his input about talking to sports parents and talking to coaches about what counted, what was important, what to pay attention to. And one of the main things he said was, don't be a critic. He would stress to parents and sports parents and coaches, don't be a critic, you know, on the ride home or whatever it is, on what your son or daughter does right and does wrong. And everybody understands how sensible that is. He would also talk about to be a good listener, sports parents, and to allow your son or daughter to share their experiences, both good and challenging, including when there are stresses and things that are a problem, whether it's the relationship with the coach, whether it's dealing with persistent injury problems. This is a part of youth sports, again, that's very problematic. You know, I would have the team orthopedist of the Yankees as a radio guest a couple of different times, Dr. Chris Ahmad, or my colleague with Baseball Blue Book, with our sports medicine world of their board of advisors, the great Dr. Brian Cole, who is the sports orthopedist of the Bulls and the White Sox. And they would talk about Tommy John elbow surgery on teenagers. What? You know, one of my numerous guests, Lou Vickery, Lou pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. Lou's pitching coach was Whitey Ford, pitched in the 60s. He had a great radio show from the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning. I probably spent 3 years with him. Once a month, I'd show up with my Sports Doctors In segment, and he would make such, he's written, gosh, over a dozen books in so many different areas of the mental game. And he would talk about, again, these kids pitching year-round too much, too often, too aggressive. Whether it's running, jumping activities, whether it's tennis, whether it's youth basketball, whether it's the upper extremity, whether it's youth swimming, youth pitching, youth volleyball, we would have these overuse problems by using, again, the same part of the body aggressively. In sports medicine, we call it repetitive motion injuries. Again, think of a tennis player who's swinging her racket or his racket 500, 1,000 times a week. You know, the late, great Bob Guida. I include a Bob Guida segment in our third The Sports Doctors In segment since Bob passed away a year and a half, 2 years ago. What a big deal he would be. He would see some of the best juniors in the world in all sports. And he would make a big deal out of strengthening the opposites, muscles and tendons. He'd say, strengthen the brakes, the parts of the body that slow down all these dramatic, aggressive motions, whether you're swinging a hockey stick, whether you're coming down from a rebound, whether you're changing direction dramatically. And he would talk about the importance, starting with the feet, of strengthening and paying attention to these areas. And we, again, pay attention to all of that in the Sports Doctors In second segment in the book with plenty of input. Again, you know, with Sharkey, whether it's coaching some of these top kids or whether what it was like and the expectations and the demands that were on her as she became a national class volleyballer. You know, in the third section, the experts speak out. You know, we've assembled some of the best minds in sports parenting to share their insights. People like Robert Andrews, the owner of the Institute of Sports Parenting, talking about, now he specializes in that, the whole mental side of coming back and dealing with injury or repetitive injury. Kate Davis, regular dietitian, explains how to create a solid nutritional fueling plan. I'm going to talk more about all of it in the next segment as we explore some of the real important points that are as important today as ever in hashtag A Sports Parent. It is The Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, everybody, you are back live from Chicago. We were spending some real important time on some of the details of hashtag a sports parent. We were in the middle of talking about some of the great experts in the third section, the experts speaking out. I wanted to absolutely mention Dr. Denise McDermott. She's been a numerous guest. She is an adult and child psychiatrist. And that whole world of talking about young athletes and mind medicine. Then Dr. Holly Benjamin, a sports pediatrician, Dr. Claire Gross, they share their advice for parents in the whole world of concussions in sports. Ian Goldberg, who I mentioned before, the creator of iSport 360, he gets into the behavior of the overzealous sports parents on the sidelines. Dr. Dave Epperson, the founder of Volleyball Festival, gives us the 7 habits of savvy sports parenting. Lastly, Melissa Orthfrey, Missy, was a top young youth athlete that one of the best, earliest that I put into orthotics moons ago. She deals with some of the best young golfers and athletes in the country. And she shares how you can help your young child become a better athlete, that whole physical side of stuff. Janice Meredith writes extensively in the whole world of sports parenting. And then Dr. Steve Horowitz, from Team Safe Sports, that whole area, talking the various responsibilities of the sports parents, the sideline individual, who's responsible for what. You know, in the last section, parents' perspective, Sharky and I highlight the different sports parents as they describe their journey with their children. You know what's amazing is almost all the guests, experts, and all the parents were either guests of mine on the Sports Doctor, or they were parents of young kids I was treating. So I throw that in with these parents. They share their insights and their suggestions that will make you realize that you're not alone. Whatever your experience is not unusual, likely to be very common among sports parents. The challenges, the sacrifices made for children and kids. And it's interesting, the more serious your son or daughter is as an athlete, almost whatever their age is, this is a big part of your world. Everything, the monetary side. I've had experts on. We can have one on again, I think, in a month or two again. And that whole world of the expenses of sports parenting, how to prepare for it, what's involved, the scholarship side of things. We talk a lot about in the world of Baseball Blue Book, great organization, with last week our guest, where we had Eric Rubina, the president of Baseball Blue Book. My gosh, that story created 1909 as the one-stop-all place to find out about where to go, what to do, what's important in your young, aspiring baseball player. You know, again, Kirk Mango, who was a former national gymnastics champion, spent decades as a coach, physical education world, in Downers Grove South High School. Both his daughters became college athletes. What it took to prepare. Both in the world of youth girls soccer and youth girls volleyball. Nancy Ryan, who was a mom of Chloe. Chloe, at 8 years old, was in orthotics in her figure skates. Chloe was becoming a champion at all levels and brought into being a lot of the excitement about solo ice dance. And we watched Chloe compete nationally. I think she's going to law school now. I don't want to date myself fast. And with Nancy Ryan talking about her experiences with Chloe. The great Tim Halligan, one of the great youth sports tennis coaches, whose own daughters, sons were young youth players and champions. He's had who knows how many youth champions now is involved in the racket club in
North Carolina, dealing with that whole world again. That's one of the prodigy sports that I talk about in my section. Think tennis, again, soccer, dance, again, where you have youngsters, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, who have decided they don't want to play other sports. It's a challenging challenge to get these kids to know as early as possible that we want them. There's less injuries in kids who specialize a little bit later, 14, 15, 16, then decide they're going to do the one sport instead of deciding that as an 8-year-old. But again, you know, it's a funny story. I like to feature, and again, everybody, if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, I'm behind in the radio shows. But if you go, you can go back 5, 6, 7, 8 years, who was on, national, international, local guests, a myriad of topics. One of the things I've always prided myself about is why I'm very excited to be a part of the whole press world in the National Publicity Summit, where we get speed dated by people who have written books, entrepreneurs, experts in so many different fields that participate in and talk a lot about the mental side, the mental game, in all aspects, again, of the sports doctor. Then, of course, this is, we feature these individuals. The challenge of sports parenting for single parents, for adopted parenting, for bullying world, so many different areas for the high-performance youngster who's looking to become involved in this whole crazy new world of college athletes being paid. So a lot of these different areas, again, being discussed because, again, the big point of a lot of this is we want your, as a sports parent, your journey with your child to be a positive one and to know that it will be filled with ups and downs. One of the hardest parts of sport parenting is watching our kids play, let alone coaching them, and not you know, necessarily having any control over the outcome. You know, one of my great guests, I don't know how many months ago it was an individual who was very involved for decades in the world of being a referee in high school and college, being a an umpire, but a referee in high school basketball, boys and girls, also different levels, and how he was lamenting about how difficult it was becoming, recruiting. Referees and umpires because of the hassle of some of these overzealous parents and everything that goes into everything we're very, very familiar with. Again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, as important today as ever. Available on Amazon. There's all sorts of deals and whatever to check it out. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll be back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment coming up.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows and guests and topics. We add a little Bob Guy to wisdom to the mix. Famous late great sports therapist. And we answer some emails. By the way, Bob's ex-wife and partner, Mary Lou Guido, will be joining me at the end of the month. She had so much to do with the networks and the groups that Bob and I were working with. Great guests and topics coming up. One of our faves, matter of fact, a participant to the book I just talked about, her, Dr. Denise McDermott, with her great podcast and the world of adult and child psychiatry. Will be returning. And then a new guest, Lisa Geraci-Riccone. Her world is the expertise of adding organizing to your world. Again, you know, the world of sports parenting. We've got schedules and we're going here and we're coming there. We got to pick them up and somehow trying to organize our schedules regardless of where we are in that particular world is a great topic. She'll be joining me. The following week, we're going to have a replay. The great show I did at the end of mid-December, we were talking diabetes. We were talking amputation prevention and limb preservation with a couple of champions in that field. The founder of the LEAP organization, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, Dr. Larry Rubin. One of my earliest professors in podiatry school back in the 60s, formed LEAP in 2013, the great work he's doing. And then the second guest, Dr. Dave Armstrong, is one of the real champions in the area, again, of diabetic wound care, lecturing all around the world with different topics regarding, again, his organization, same goal. Part of his organization, Saving Limbs. He'll be joining me for that replay on the 24th of January, my birthday. So I'm not going to be here live. You know, Bob Guida, one of the great pieces of equipment that he really created and worked with was called the Jump Box. And the Jump Box was a box that athletes would jump on. But it was oscillating. It was uneven. It was unbalanced. It was on rollers. So not only did the athlete have to jump high enough with all the training we were doing with their feet and ankles and legs, and the jump box, I still got slides of the Olympic volleyball team that Bob was the strength and conditioning coach for in the late 70s, early 80s, before they went out west. Great slides of the attention paid to not only being able to explode and jump high, but to land with balance and stability. And the jump box demanded that. The jump box was also adjustable, and it could be made higher and higher. And with attention with the mat in front of coming down softly, the attention of the knees over the feet, the importance of the foot mechanics. Do we have weak foot mechanics with that foot flattening causing excessive knee stress? This is a real big deal with girls and females. Wider hips, more of an angle down to the knee, a little bit more hormonal differences. There might be more flexibility or laxity in some of the muscles and tendon attachments. So the jump box was something that really demanded power, stability, balance, great, exciting piece of equipment, whether there was a baseball great player working with it, whether it was one of the tennis greats, whether it was McEnroe or Connors or Tracy Austin or whoever it was, Yannick Noah that might be working with the jump box, or it was, again, these volleyballers who could jump out of windows. These guys were such great jumpers, or some of the basketball players, or some of the youngsters that we were working with in the world of figure skating and dance, tennis, that, again, we were working on strength and stability and landing skills. Some emails, we have time. Justin says, my 18-year-old daughter, she's got bunions. This is a surgical problem. You know, not always, Justin. If they don't hurt, they're not that aggressive. See podiatry, get some opinions. I've had great success with using orthotics, shoe intelligence. When we would have a young teenager, she was developing, already had developed the bunion deformity that her mom, maybe her grandmother had. A lot of the development of the bunion deformity we see is inherited, the foot mechanics, the particular shape of the foot and the function of the foot that contributes to the development of the bunions. So if, in fact, your daughter, she's an athlete, forget surgery unless it's something that's really hurting. Again, another area, many times these kids, they've had it or looking at it. They want it cosmetically fixed. If it's done properly, it's very, very successful. Again, if you've got bunion, I've had kids who spent their whole sports career in orthotics, which made a tremendous difference in whether that area hurt them or not. And then maybe they got it fixed later on. Steve wants to know about over-the-counter inserts. They have their value. Many times we'll recommend an over-the-counter. I'm a fan of Superfeed, Shoals, where we would recommend a support someone could pick up at Walgreens or a running shoe store in order to have something to put into the shoe immediately while we were waiting for a prescription custom device to be made. Again, a shout-out to Hen Hat Labs, my friends there, Darren, their director of all apparatus in the world of orthotics, Lori, who's been working and exposing what they do, some of the different measuring techniques. And the idea, again, of the value of orthotics when it's done prescription individually for alignment and joint positioning. Over the counter, we can get, again, a support system. You know, Skechers Shoes has shoes podiatry certified. They have arch support. Arch support is important. We want to include it. So we want to be paying attention to that. There is some value. You got a foot or lower leg problem. You got a youngster who's serious in sports. Get that opinion of podiatry about foot mechanics. What's the best shoe? What about the role of orthotics? You've had great success with that. And on that note, again, happy leap year. We'll have to mention that each week. And a happy new year, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Thanks so much for listening. It's the Sports Doctor.